Jack, when did sports teams become such a big part of a city and state's identity?
Well, it's sort of a gradual process, I think, Jen, but certainly in the early 20th century. In fact, Detroit was considered too small for major league sports when baseball, which was the first major league sport, really got going, and they barely managed to get a team in the American League when it was formed in 1901. But people sort of tended to rally around their teams. For a long time, baseball was the only real major sport, and people identified very fiercely with them. It was the original American game. It was the only game that was truly original to America, and it was sort of a working man's game, and as time went on, people identified more and more with their particular city's team.
Historically, what kinds of economic impact have winning sports teams had on a city?
Well, it's hard to say, Jen, and it depends on how far they go. When you have a World Series or a Stanley Cup championship, then you attract attention and media attention from around the country, to some extent around the world, and you get a lot of reporters flooding in and spending money and television crews, things like that. It also depends, of course, on the city. Ironically, sometimes the cities that don't need it so much, New York and Los Angeles, get more attention than sort of the smaller market cities. There's less national interest when a team like Detroit or St. Louis is in the World Series than there is for one of the big coastal teams. But it does have a definite positive impact.
Perhaps even a little more difficult to quantify is the morale question, especially in difficult times. Historically, do we see winning teams changing the morale of people in a city or a state?
Well, there's certainly some of that, Jen, but there's also some obvious exaggeration. In 1968, the year after the horrific riots in Detroit, the Tigers won the pennant in the World Series for the first time in a long, long time, and a lot of things were written about how this would unify the city and bring people back together and get people to like each other who otherwise didn't. And it turned out to be so much wishful thinking by and large. People felt good while the World Series was going on. Conversely, when the 1984 World Series, the next one that happened, Detroit got a national black eye because people celebrated by setting fires, and there's a famous picture of some kid named Bubba standing in front of a burning overturned police car, and so it was a sort of a national negative for Detroit, but it's not always been either that good or that bad.
When you look at the history of sports teams in Michigan, is there a historical example that really stands out to you as a good moment in Michigan sports history?
Well, there's a number of them, but I think the best one is 1935, when all of the Detroit sports teams became champions, the Lions and the Red Wings. There wasn't any basketball yet, but it was the first year the Detroit Tigers actually won a World Series. They'd been in a bunch of them and had lost them all. And that was during the depths of the Great Depression, and Detroit was sort of this working-class city just sort of fighting to stay alive. And this probably had more impact on morale than any other year before or since. Now, it didn't have the economic impact because you didn't have television, you didn't have radio, and the number of media just overwhelming everything. But it really was a nice moment for Detroit.
Long distance between 1935 and 2011.
Well, it is, but if the Tigers get to the World Series or the Lions keep improbably winning, the national press will descend on Detroit, and if the Tigers are in the World Series, the city will realize some amount, probably in the low millions of dollars, just from people coming, the media coming and other people coming just because it's happening.
Are you laying any odds on the playoffs, Jack?
I predict that nobody will ask me to play for even one inning.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst. Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Jen.